It's quite depressing when you look at the state of state-owned enterprises. The Eskom is broken. I mean, it's in huge trouble. Profits down 89%. Still making a profit is Eskom. Not surprising, considering how much they charge for the product they produce, the electricity they sell. But it's profits down to 671 million rand, and it's costing them 15 billion rand, up from nearly 12 billion rand, just to pay their debts. That's a disastrous position to be in. And even Jabu Mabuza, the chairman, is describing this debt burden of Eskom's as impossibly high. Chris Yelland, energy expert, managing director at EE Publishers. Is there any, forgive me, light at the end of this tunnel, Chris Yelland?
Well, I think what we saw today was a very, very frank, open and clear picture presented by the new chief financial officer. He's been acting for a while. But was appointed today, and there were really no holds barred. He told it like it is, I think, and we were spared the spin and stuff that we have been fed for a long time during the days of Brian Malefi and Mr. Coco and Sean Moritz. But today we saw a very frank and open disclosure of the dire financial position that Eskom finds itself in.
Is there any way that it can pull itself back from the brink without bankrupting the rest of us in the process?
Well, there's a number of issues that Eskom has to face. Firstly, on the operational level, I do think that with hard work and putting the necessary effort and money into maintenance and step-by-step implementing the nine-point plan that has been outlined at an operational level, they can get their operational performance back to where it should be. It's going to take time, but I think there's a determination to do it. On the financial side, and you know, if Eskom had a free hand just to raise its prices as it felt necessary, and it didn't have to worry about the price elasticity of demand and the impact on the economy, it might be able to trade its way out of its financial difficulties if it could increase its prices along the lines it would like to do in terms of its annual price increase at the MYPD4 process as well as the regulatory clearing account process. But the reality is that the politics of South Africa, the regulatory environment, and the impact on the economy will not allow Eskom just to do what it wants with its prices. And really that means it cannot trade its way out of this problem, and it has to look for deeper structural changes, and that's what Eskom's longer-term strategic plan that has been presented to the board and to the minister and to the president is all about.
And yeah, so it's got a plan. That plan can work. In the meantime, however, Eskom's got to keep various wolves at bay. Has it got the wherewithal to do it without depending on the fiscus?
Well, it seems like there's two sort of silos within Eskom. On the one hand, there's the operational financial people who are just following the normal business-as-usual approach of submitting MYPD4 and RCA applications for price increases. It's as though, you know, they just got to carry on doing what they always do. But then on the other silo, we see the CEO and the board and the chairman looking at these deeper strategic and structural issues, and it seems to me that it is not just business as usual. It is simply unsustainable to carry on the way it has been carrying on for the last years. The regulatory process is not fit for purpose. They have to look at the structural issues, and it looks to me like Eskom is preparing for a possible unbundling, which is a decision that will have to be taken by the shareholder itself, that is government and the Department of Public Enterprises.
This is effectively the thing that was facing the Thabo Mbeki administration, and they never got around to it or dodged it or couldn't face it or didn't want to deal with it, because it is an ideologically difficult thing for the ANC to do, isn't it?
Exactly. Politically, there's going to be some hard choices made by the president. And if I were to try and be positive and look at it optimistically, I'm hoping that, in fact, this plan is coming together. I'm hoping that it'll start coming together by the time of the State of the Nation address, by the time of the budget, and finally the election. And that the man with a plan, the only man with a plan, I think, will be Cyril Ramaphosa. And this will put him in a strong position if he can win significant support as a man with a plan to implement this plan with a stronger political base after the election.
Chris Yellen, thank you very much indeed. Chris Yellen is the energy expert, the managing director at EE Publishers. He knows a huge amount about the electricity industry and those